Transit prices are on the rise again. Off-island riders in Laval and the South Shore looking to commute to the island will now be paying $5.25 instead of $3.50 as of July 1st. The City of Montreal announced that 7 downtown metro stations will be free to access on Saturdays and Sundays until the beginning of September. But was that the best use of providing free transit?
I mean, if you were to just look at where, you know, Montrealers actually go, I feel there's been a fair bit of traffic heading out of the downtown. You know, Montreal, especially the nightlife component of it, was a lot more downtown focused. But over the course of the last two decades, there's been a lot of really important growth in all kinds of places that are not downtown. You know, if you were to ask me where I might want to go to have a night on the town, downtown's not at the top of my list.
Opus cards also faced hikes. The pass was once $90.50 a month, but now stands at $94. Students still have a cheaper fare, but what was once $212 is now $220 for 4 months. With higher fares, this could encourage people to use their cars instead of transit, a move which could increase emissions at a time when anything but drastic cuts means global climate disaster. What promises did Projet Montréal make during their 2017 campaign? Valérie Plante and her team promised metro expansions, adding 300 buses to the STM network and making all public transit buses fully electric by 2025. Additionally, they promised free transit for seniors and children under 12. They also promised that low-income riders would receive 40% off monthly passes. So how well has Projet Montréal done on delivering these promises?
Honestly, if they manage to do half of them, it will be a win for them. I don't believe they will do more on those big promises than what they promised, because those are hard promise to do. You have to secure funding from different government. You have to do consultation with the population.
Without even getting into the expansion of the metro, Montreal already has an excellent public transit system, right? Without even talking about the RAM or any of the future projects, Montreal already has an excellent public transit system. And the backbone of that system isn't even the metro. It's buses, okay? Buses are what get people, get a lot of people to the metro. Buses actually do an incredible amount of the heavy lifting in Montreal. The combination of the bus and the metro is what allows, you know, such a large majority of the 2 million people who live on the island to get around without using a car. And in most of North America, that is like simply not possible. We also have a fairly inexpensive system, all things considered. It is heavily subsidized by the provincial government, but of course there are huge benefits, namely the fact that a lot of people do not have to use cars to get around.
But has Projet Montréal failed the working class? With rents steeply rising, many Montrealers are being forced off-island. But now with fares rising for travelers from either Laval or the South Shore to the island of Montreal, they will be hit the hardest. Local 514 reached out to the City of Montreal for comment on the reasoning behind the fare hikes, but they told us to contact the STM. Plante impressed voters with her infamous pink line, which runs from a station in the northwest Montreal to Lachine in the southwest. But this seems to be a faint memory in the party's 2017 promise. The extension of the blue line will happen, but its opening has been delayed until 2029. But is building new metro stations and lines the best use of our money to improve public transit in Montreal?
Almost as soon as she was elected, she said, "Guess what? I'm not going to do this." And we still re-elected her. The way the original metro was built, they built it cheaply. I'll rephrase. They built it inexpensively. And they did so by literally just digging up the street, burying a tunnel, and then paving it over again. That's how you build inexpensive metro tunnels. That is not how they're planning on building the blue line. Because again, the point isn't about making cost-efficient public transit improvements. It's about spending as much money as you possibly can to demonstrate to the electorate that you're serious about spending their money on, you know, big-ticket infrastructure items.
The Réseau Express Métropolitain, also known as the REM, has been a contentious issue.
The REM will feature 26 universally accessible stations spread out across the island of Montreal and both the North and South Shores.
Another delay was announced with the REM, as most of the stations will not open before the end of 2024.
There's a lot of critique on the RAM, on how it's an ugly project, a noisy project. It takes a lot of space. We should do everything to make it the better project possible. But we also have to think that and work with what we have now. And what we have now is a CAC government, a more right-wing government who is more on the privatization on public transit and spending the less money on it. So when they actually want to do a project, we should take it. Because as I said before, the climate crisis is here. And so maybe with another government, we could have different project that maybe will be better, but we might not have the time to wait for that.
The biggest scam in Montreal right now has got to be the REM. $600 million is going to be spent to connect the REM to the airport. Huge waste of money. That's like 600 brand new electric buses right there. The REM, in order for it to work, the financial backers of the REM, the CDPQ or CDPQ Infra, they demanded that they would make a 10% annual return on their investment. Okay, and this goes back a few years, but they demanded a 10% annual ROI. So that means that if there are an insufficient number of people using the REM, which I'm not sure if they've even come to a conclusion about, you know, whether that's going to be part of the ARTM fare structure or whether it'll be something completely distinct. The point is, if they don't make their money every year, that 10% ROI or the difference of the 10% ROI gets kicked up to the provincial and federal government, which has agreed to share and split that cost. So that's a peculiar kind of arrangement for what's ostensibly a public transit system.
Transit isn't only a municipal matter. The Montreal government heavily relies on the provincial government for funding alongside the federal government.
Nobody's really listening to the transit planners, the urban planners, traffic engineers, any of the experts really who've got some very important things to say about this, who are all essentially saying use public transit primarily as a means to get cars off the street. A massive expansion of public transit is really the only solution to all of those problems at the same time. And nobody in government really seems to understand this. In Montreal, we have a particular problem in that we get a lot of funding from the provincial government, and the provincial government is not located in Montreal, but rather is 2.5 hours up the North Shore of the St. Lawrence in a separate city called Quebec City. Having a bunch of people in Quebec City, which is not Montreal, deciding all of our transit planning is a really bad idea, and it's not helpful. And this is how you get into situations like the Blue Line extension, which has been on the books for like 40 years. And it kind of makes less sense now than it did 40 years ago, even though we need more transit. Right now, the priority should probably not even be on metro expansion, even though I'm in favor of metro expansion, generally speaking. If the whole point is to get people out of their cars and into public transit and make sure that we're reducing greenhouse gas emissions in our city, we should be investing in buses. Electric buses, they're like $1 million a pop. They're built in St. Eustache. That's the way to go. And if we're going to commit $6 billion on a metro system, on an expansion of a metro system by only a few stations, you can imagine what that would pay for, what, 6,000 electric buses? That would be a major improvement to transit. It would benefit working people as much as it would benefit the environment. But again, the priorities are all out of whack. For Quebec City, the interest is to have these major infrastructure projects that cost a lot of money, so they can show to people, hey, look at the investment we're making.
But could transit be free?
For the election, they're bringing us a $5 check for almost every single Quebecer. This is not like the most efficient measure to help lower income folks. So all this money could have been used to actually make public transit free, at least for 1 year. It could have been a one-year thing if you wanted. It really would have helped lower-income folks. So let's take, for instance, a person who have a monthly fee, a monthly pass every month. It would have saved $1,000 almost for years. And so it's much more than the 500 that the government brings them. So it's much more progressive as a measure, because it really helps lower income folks who really depends on public transit. And it also helps other people who don't actually use transit now to think about it. If all public transit is free in the Montreal region and everywhere in Quebec, you can just try it. If the service is free, much more people will try it.
We are really locked into this kind of ridiculous neoliberal thinking that suggests that anything free isn't worth it. A great way to save money in Montreal, or rather to rededicate funding that's being wasted, in my opinion, to transit purposes, get rid of the SDM police, right? Just send in regular cops into the metro to keep an eye on things, give them absolutely no power whatsoever to check for tickets because it's free, get rid of all of the people who have to man the turnstiles, who have to like buy, you know, take care of the whole infrastructure of buying and selling tickets, get rid of all of that. Rededicate all of those millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to improving service for the user. Free public transit guarantees that more people will use transit because it's free.
What do you think of Montreal's transit system? Let us know in the comments. Thanks for listening to Local 514. To watch the video version of this episode, head over to cutvmontreal.org to sign up for our newsletter, or follow CUTV on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also subscribe to Local 514 on YouTube. Thanks for listening to Local 514.